Dr. Chris here, level3coaching.org. And today I have a pretty special episode. This is concerning happiness and how to get there. I've been going through some life changes, like a lot of us do, and I came upon happiness. I was speaking with a relative who I was close with. Right now we're going through something, and I look at our relationship, and basically a year and a half, something like that, something happened and we stopped talking. And recently I realized how perfect that was for me, as much as I didn't like it at the time, because I was working on myself and I was getting somewhere in becoming better in my life, becoming better at being me, and solidifying in this place of joy and happiness and appreciation and gratitude. And the other day we were back in touch, and it hit me because he's still as unhappy as ever, and I'm not. And it hit me. What is it that creates that shift? And there's a lot of different parts, but one of the biggest is faith. Faith is so powerful because we could be in a place where things are not that great. And when we have faith, we know that it's going to get better. We know we're looked out for. We know we're protected. We know that God is all powerful. And how it appears now is not necessarily how it will be. Our mind may paint a story of what tomorrow or next week or next year is, but that doesn't make it true, because having faith in the Creator, in God, in the universe, in manifestation, in yourself, having faith creates that beautiful connection. And I wouldn't say it gives hope, because hope is not even strong enough. It keeps me from locking into what would have been despair. It keeps me out of those thoughts that are like, oh, things are not going to work out. Oh, things are all suck. Oh, the world is against me. There's no hope. All of that nonsense that I used to do. Faith is the antidote. And faith for me is really, it just keeps getting stronger. And being able to take action based on faith and to trust. It's a really weird thing. So, you know, I was talking to some friends the other day, and we were talking about global issues and all that stuff. And a lot of you may disagree with me on this, and that's fine. You could call me Pollyanna or whatever you like. I think the whole thing with North Korea posing a threat to us, and who knows, down the road, maybe I'll be completely wrong and North Korea will have leveled the West Coast. But I don't believe that's real. North Korea being a threat. Now, in my opinion, it's a little tiny country, and their resources are somewhat limited, etc., etc. The argument against was, well, they can infiltrate through social media, cause division, strife, and discord. But ultimately, it comes down to, I have faith in God. If North Korea really does press the button, it might misfire. It might crash into the ocean. Whatever happens is the will of God. And it's so easy to forget that with all of the noise that we have in this world around us. And it's so easy to forget that when we get caught up in the drama. But the power of man is nothing, literally nothing, compared to the power of our Creator. From our perspective, all we see is the material, So it looks like the material takes precedence. But the fact is, and particularly electronics, electronics are so susceptible to non-visible forces. I could bet that most of you have stories similar to this where, like, I literally had a phone call with someone once and I'm like, yeah, I got everything I needed from you. Click, the phone ended. It ended up she was shifted and the phone just cut off right at that moment. The fact it was kind of funny because that was right around when the friendship ended too. And so it was all the perfect timing and it's done through electronics. I had a phone call once where I was having a disagreement that was rather heated. And I drove through what was always a dead zone of about 4 or 5 minutes. And I could not wait for that dead zone to deliver me from this painful phone call. It didn't. I just kept going. And I think the hand of God came down and completed that circuit. Electronics are so heavily influenced by our energy, and even more so by the Creator. So these unseen forces have this profound influence in our life that we just don't perceive. And since we don't perceive it, we pretend it's not there. But if we have faith, you see, faith, I'm not going to say faith is going to make everything perfect and no, but faith really is this powerful force to counter fear. I've spoken before on this. Fear and faith are diametrically opposed. So, depression is fear. Anxiety is fear. Depression is afraid that things will never get better and tomorrow's going to suck and the day after is going to suck even worse. And everything sucks. And anxiety is everything's going to fall apart and I'm trying to keep control. Both of them are so fear-based. And if we can take that fear out of it and bring ourselves back into the present, and if we do want to put ourselves into the future, we have faith. And instead of putting ourselves into the future of, oh, I'm going to lose everything, or oh, the world is going to fall apart, or oh, I'll never find that significant other, or oh, I will never have love. We're closing that off from ourselves, and we're actually pushing it away with all of that negativity. But if we have faith, we create the openness to allow it to happen. Not only that, even if it doesn't happen right away, having that faith creates a presence. It brings us back to the moment. We're not projecting into a terrible future. What we have here is time. And this is a different talk, so I'm only going to touch upon it, but time is something that we never get back. And I want you to really think about that and really sit on it. The time that we spend anxious is time that we're really making ourselves unhappy. It's time that we are wishing that we could just be done. It's time that we're torturing ourselves. It's time that we wish was gone, and we're never going to get it back. It's time we could be spending playing with our kids or learning something or being happy to be ourselves or exercising or growing as a person or meditating or connecting or building skill or just living in any way. But instead, it's time that our bodies are destroying ourselves. It's time that our minds are destroying ourselves. And that goes into everything. And I may have a talk on this already. If not, I'm going to make one. The subconscious controls the body. I can also argue the subconscious controls outside reality. That one's a little harder to sell, but the subconscious, without argument, controls the body. So autoimmune disease, and we can say that some autoimmune is triggered or genetic or whatever, is still run by the subconscious mind. People can heal or eliminate a lot of disease via hypnosis, hypnotherapy, coaching, meditation. Some people, like Dr. Andrew Weil, he got rid of a cat allergy by taking LSD. Because when we rewire the subconscious, when we reprogram the subconscious, our beliefs that are held manifest at many different levels. And one of them is the physical. And in the physical, the particular combination will manifest as different physical ailments. So the subconscious, and we can read into that. What's the subconscious? It's belief systems. It's our background, almost the background noise, background scenery to life. So the subconscious, which can be programmed and also can be reprogrammed, runs the body. When we are in that negative place, we are creating conflict and disharmony within the subconscious. So as we bring ourselves again back into faith, faith ultimately is we are serving our Creator. Thy will be done. The Lord is my shepherd. Everything. We are protected and provided unconditionally when we are pure of heart. All that happens is for the greatest good. It's not easy to see. Sometimes we can't see it at all. But building that faith, and how do I build my faith? Because I was speaking with someone, I'm like, yeah, I say this all the time, but what do I do? For me, I get a lot of communication through music. And that's how I get spoken to, or books that I'm listening to. Synchronicities tend to carry that way for me. Like the other day, I was speaking with a patient and she had her neck was completely locked. I had worked on her a few times and then I was gone I didn't see her for about a week. And in that time, all of a sudden, her neck locked up completely. And she went to the emergency room. They gave her muscle relaxants, anti-inflammatories. She still couldn't turn her head. She had lost her husband almost a year ago, and he was a remarkable guy. And I was speaking with her because, I do acupuncture. I do, healing with touch, energy work, and I do coaching. So she's there primarily for acupuncture, but we all know her neck is because this loss that hasn't been processed. The pain is expressing through the body. And it was hard. Like we were discussing how the power of letting go, but it has to be felt. It's authentic, it's real. The loss has to be felt to be processed. And I understand that's a belief. There may be other ways to process, but I don't know them offhand, and I don't believe she does either. And while we were discussing that, a Moby song came on. And it was one of these mornings, won't be very long, you will look for me and I'll be gone. And that song is a song of loss. I believe the specific context of it would be more like a breakup song, but it's also a song of loss. And so those lyrics were a close match to that conversation. And that's just that beautiful confirmation that higher power is always there. It's always supporting. It's always working through. And that is how I deepen my faith, by seeing how powerful, how perfect, how present, how permanent. the unseen, the unmanifest, the mystery is, and how benevolent, loving, and caring. So that is, I'm not going to say the be-all end-all for going from being depressed to being happy, but it's an extremely powerful reinforcement mechanism. You know, other things that are super powerful, and each of these are their own topics. Negative self-talk. What's negative self-talk? It's when you say something or your thoughts say something that if someone else said it, you'd push them down the flight of stairs. Like, we just say the most horrible things to ourselves that we should never stand for from anyone, including ourselves, because it doesn't serve. So the negative self-talk is another very, very powerful. It's another powerful tool when we start addressing it. It's a really powerful thing. If you like this video, like and share. You can get to my website, to level3coaching.org. So back to other techniques, because I know I say these in other videos, but this may be your first one, and the reinforcement really, really doesn't hurt. Gratitude. Gratitude is the most powerful in terms of just about anyone. Appreciation and gratitude, because it's an easy, positive emotion to have, and it can bring a person into the present, and it just feels really good to build as a habit instead of the negative thought habit. Shift it over to positive, and it becomes so good. Gratitude is awesome. Meditation, that's a tough one, because some people are like, I can't meditate. You really can, but you don't know it. You can sometimes do it in walking. It doesn't have to be just sitting still. And meditation is bringing ourselves into the present and being present with our thoughts and our feelings, and also paying attention to the subtle. The more subtle, the more we get. It's all there in the subtle. So yeah. Faith. Faith is circling back again, because no matter how well we do with working on the anxiety, with working on the depression, there's going to be challenges. And when the challenges hit, it's easy to slide back into old habits. And that's where the faith comes in. The faith is, even if it's something completely new, even if it's bigger, even if it's better, even if it's whatever it is, being able to bring ourselves back into that faith. Because the faith is everything. I love you guys. I hope this helps. Be good. Thank you.